Apt stared down at Orsini.
You are insane. Rama will never expect it.
Well, now, that is true enough.
The captain looked upon his crew as they heaved at the oars. If the chase went on much longer, they would be too tired to make a fight of it.
Very well. Upon your signal, we shall hurl a volley of javelins. Then you will attack.
Excellent! Have your men make preparations.
Have your men make preparations.
Get some lines up over the yard arm. Ready the javelins. Look alive!
Cole and Snorri stood in their full armor.
Ah, good.
So the three of us are going to climb up the galley side while the Mamluks chop us to bits. Are you sure you cannot think of a better plan?
Such a plan would be extremely foolish if that were my intention. However, I do indeed have a better one.
Just what are your intentions?
Orsini's eyes glittered.
When the ships clash, Abt's men will shower the galley deck with javelins. Then, we three shall swing from the yardarm on ropes and fall upon the Mamluks with both feet. We are going to chop a hole in their ranks. Abt has a couple of barrels of whale oil he intended to sell in Trebizond. His men will heave them up onto the war galley, and we will break them open onto their decks. Then, we shall set the Saracen ship afire, leap back onto our ship, and cut their grappling lines.
Cole was dumbstruck.
You are insane.
I will go first if it will make you feel better.
Snorri looked at Cole. The Rus appeared to be having a crisis of faith. Marta put a gleaming mailed hand on Snorri's shoulder.
Marius, Oleg, and I shall throw up a boarding ladder and come in right behind you. We do not need to take their ship. Simply set it afire and give Apt's crew time to cut the grappling lines.
Make up your minds, they are almost upon us!
Cole glanced over at the streaking galley. Its deck was a curtain of shields. No one on the enemy ship would look upon the Olga. Cole stared up the Olga's mast in dread.
I've never liked heights.
Marta gave Cole's shoulder a squeeze.
I have faith in Orsini. It can work.
God damn it.
Do not worry, Cole.
Cole looked at Zuli. A braided leather sling hung loosely in her hand, and a small bulging pouch was tucked into her belt. She opened her palm and lightly tossed a lead sling missile the size of a partridge egg into the air and caught it.
I shall be your guardian angel.
Orsini nodded at her and thrust his warhammer through his belt.
Quickly then! Up into the crow's nest!
Zuli nodded and caught a halyard. She pulled herself up like a spider to the short crossbeam at the top of the mast. She nodded at Vasily, and the Rus shinnied back down to the deck and took up a javelin.
The ropes are ready!
All right, then! Up onto the yardarm!
The dwarf took the rope and pulled himself up with the strength of his arms alone. He rapidly reached the top of the sail and scissored his legs around the yardarm. Orsini took up the rope that Apt's men had stretched from the other side.
He really means to do this.
God damn it!
Quickly, lads! Now or never!
God damn it!
Cole threw down his bow and took the rope in both hands. He leapt up and began pulling himself aloft. Snorri held the rope taut for him as he climbed. The yardarm tilted under Cole's weight and Orsini's. Cole kept his eye on the wooden beam above him as he climbed.
Honey! They come!
Cole reached up and seized the yardarm's rigging. Orsini grabbed him by the shoulder and pulled him up. The dwarf grinned maniacally from his perch and handed Cole a rope. The yardarm tilted sickeningly as Snorri began to climb. Cole's gorge rose as he looked down upon the swaying deck and the sea beyond. Everything was tinted gold within the globe of Reza's spell. The war galley closed. It was much larger than the Olga and shaped like a spearhead. Cole took in the forest of shields and swords lining its rails. There were too many of them. Far too many. The yardarm lurched as Snorri reached it. Cole's stomach lurched in response. Cole's teeth chattered in the cold, and the wind drew tears from his eyes. Cole's knuckles whitened on the rigging. He could not recall ever having been so scared.
God damn you, Cole! Lend a hand!
Snorri hung by his armpits as he tried to heave an armored leg over the yardarm. Cole reached out from his own precarious perch. The yardarm bent even more as Snorri managed to lever himself on top of it.
All right!
Orsini began tossing the ends of the lines up to Zuli in the cross tree. He grinned at Cole and Snorri.
If the mast does not snap when the ships clash,
what?
Then Abspen will give us a shower of javelins to keep the Egyptians' heads down. Then we shall swing across and have at them! Myself first, then you, Cole, then Snorri.
Have you ever done this before?
No! But 40 years ago, I was on a Venetian galley that was attacked by Genoese freebooters. They used this very same tactic against us.
What happened?
We shot them out of the air with our crossbows.
What?
Port side! Shippers!
Yamin is Havishna! She's upon us!
The crew on the port side of the Olga heaved their oars up into the air and yanked them desperately onto the deck. The ram of the war galley sheared along the Olga's side in an attempt to break her oars. The mast shuddered and swayed like a tree in a high wind that had far too much weight up top. Iron hooks hurtled through the air and thudded to the deck of the Olga. Men on the Saracen war galley heaved on their lines, and the hooks dragged across the Olga and sank into her rail. The two ships locked together in battle.
No!
Apt's crew to the starboard rose from their benches with javelins in hand. They flung them with all their might up at the row of shields along the galley's rail. A few javelins stuck, but the angle was bad. Most of the missiles skated off and fell back onto the Olga.
We go!
Orsini clapped down his visor. He popped up onto the yardarm for a split second and then leapt out into the air. Cole gaped as the dwarf arced down like a steel pendulum above the deck of the Olga and then ascended toward the rail of the galley. Cole got a foot under him and teetered on the yardarm.
God damn it!
Cole!